Miracles are a tough issue for me to handle. I don't understand them on many levels. I don't understand the practicality of it. How does God intervene in the material world? Does God manipulate the laws of nature at will? I thought we were all supposed to have free will without divine control. Does the Spirit of God temporarily become physical in some mysterious way and perform invisible surgeries, change a person's biochemistry to stop their addiction or severe mental health disorders, or somehow lift someone out of poverty or abuse? Aside from the how, far more upsetting to me was the why. Why do some people seem to receive miraculous healings and blessings, and others, who are just as faithful, if not more so, suffer and even die prematurely? How does God choose? How hard we pray or how many people petition on our behalf doesn't seem to make a difference. Is it merit-based? But I thought salvation and grace were free for all. Are we secretly supposed to be collecting good points for the day we may need a miracle? Or is it totally random? That seems rather cold and heartless. In my own faithful youth, I prayed and prayed and prayed for a miracle for my back. Even after I had surgery, I desperately wanted my curves to straighten, to smooth out my accordion-smushed torso and gain several inches of height that I felt I was owed. I tried every route to a miraculous healing that I could think of, straight up asking God, bargaining with God, visualizing the healing, picturing waking up and noticing my shirts had all become midriffs, confidently speaking, out loud, that I knew God could do it if he felt like it, thinking I was all sly and reverse psychologizing my divine Lord and Maker. No luck. My torso remains short and smushed, my spine wrapped in metal. Mysterious things do happen, things that are not easy to explain. I know someone who worked in Ethiopia in the 1960s as a physician and met a young boy who seemed to truly think he was a dog. He crawled on all fours, with thick calluses on his knees to show for it, barked and growled and never spoke in his mother tongue. When his parents brought this boy to the doctor to be looked at, the doctor, who was a Christian, was at a total loss. He asked the family if they minded if he tried something unconventional. He crouched down low to the boy and in a sharp voice suddenly commanded the demon to leave the child's body in the name of Jesus. And the boy stood up and walked. Miracle? Exorcism? Or was the psychological power of a commanding white man enough to bypass whatever mental coping strategy or plea for attention this boy was using and shock him back to normal? Our minds are incredibly powerful. We've seen how easily our brains can be manipulated and tricked into seeing, hearing, feeling, and believing things that are not objectively true. If our brains think a person, or a prayer, a pill, a diet, or a specific treatment is capable of a miraculous healing, our brains seem capable of making it so. That's the basic concept behind the placebo effect. A person takes a sugar pill that they believe will cure them, and they are cured, even if the pill did absolutely nothing.